Of all the topics we cover here on Aliens Explored, the phenomenon of crop circles is perhaps one of the most controversial. We know that, like us, our listeners and viewers are divided over whether some, or all of them, or perhaps none of them, are man-made, or whether indeed they are related to visits by extraterrestrials. With that in mind, join us for a nearly end-of-year roundup of the crop circles that have been reported throughout 2023. Please also consider signing up for our Patreon at patreon.com/aliensexplored, which will give you exclusive access to our Discord server, as well as providing us with the funds to keep on doing what we do.
Aliens Explored is a weekly podcast exploring famous and obscure cases of UFO sightings, alien abductions, and other strange events from both a believing and a skeptical perspective, whilst keeping an open mind. I'm Stu Jackson, a professional actor and amateur ufologist with a particular interest in the crop circle phenomenon. I'll be debating that otherworldly visitations are real. The truth is out there.
And I'm Neil Kelly. I'm a professional actor as well and used to work for the military as an intelligence analyst. I'll be arguing from a more doubtful point of view. I mean, it's all a bit far-fetched, isn't it?
Welcome back, listeners, to another episode of Aliens Explored, your weekly podcast where we look at UAPs, UFOs, extraterrestrials, non-human intelligences, and the forms of communication that they use, and the people surrounding it, and all manner of interesting stuff. I am one of your hosts, Stu Jackson.
And I'm your other host, Neil Kelly. Sorry, my voice is a bit crabby. I seem to be struggling on the fringes of a cold. I'm not some random bloke who's just walked in off the street. I am the real Neil Kelly.
I mean, there are times when you are just a random bloke who's walked in off the street, let's be honest.
I do that a lot. I do. I wander in. You know.
Many
people have...
We're actually recording this back in November, aren't we? Because there are a lot of colds about.
And it's a busy time for us. That's a really bad time to get a cold. And it's one of those ones, it feels like I'm sort of, like I'm at the tail end of a cold, even though I didn't have the cold. So maybe this is one of those colds that feels like the tail end, but it's actually the start.
Right. Have you had your flu vaccination?
I've had a flu vaccine. I've had the COVID booster. I thought I was bulletproof, but
maybe
not.
That's it. Maybe you would have had flu, but you've managed to avoid the flu with your vaccination, and this is just kind of what you're getting as a result of it.
I've rolled a 20.
One for our role players there. Fantastic. Yeah, roll the 20 on your fortitude save. Fantastic. But other than that, you're feeling okay.
I feel great. Yeah, I feel great. Happy to be here.
Good, good. I mean, it's been a few weeks since you and I mean, for our listeners, they hear us talking every week in, week out. But for us, it's been a few weeks, hasn't it?
Let's just dispel the magic. Let's tear back the curtain and show the workings. Yes, it's been a little while since we last spoke.
Yeah. So we've been catching up off air. Yeah, very exciting. Oh, one thing I didn't tell you off air. I auditioned for and I'm in a variety show next year. So that's 2024, which our listeners are in. But we're not in yet. Yeah. So springtime.
So what are you doing in variety?
I'm not 100% sure yet. So it's one of these shows. It's lots of mini sketches, and someone's going to come along and play ukulele and sing a song, and you know, someone's going to come along and do a monologue. I did my what I call the Terence the Spider monologue, which is one I've been doing for auditions for about 10 years. They really liked that.
Okay.
Might be doing a Fry and Laurie sketch. Fry and Laurie are comedians here in the UK. Oh, they'll know them as House, of course, won't they? The Americans.
Yes, they will. Yes. Yeah. Maybe they even think he is an American. He speaks in an American accent, doesn't he? Yeah. He sure does.
Yeah, so I might be doing one of those. I think they're going to do a small three-act play interspersed throughout the whole thing. Each act is only like 5 minutes long, but I think they're going to want me in that as well. So
is it on stage or screen?
Yeah, it's going to be on stage.
In London.
In High Wycombe.
In High Wycombe, right.
High Wycombe in Buckinghamshire, so just outside London.
Quite a long way outside London.
Looking forward to that.
It's not just a tube ride there and back for a night out. I'll have trouble persuading the missus to come along to that one.
It's not as far as Swindon,
no.
For example, where I used to live.
You should put that on the poster. In High Wycombe, brackets, not as far as Swindon.
Absolutely. So yes, and you're busy. Well, obviously, both of us, because we are recording this in November, are getting ready for our big Rob. But aside from that, you've been really busy with your Mr. Monopoly, haven't you?
I have. Yeah. I went back to Monopoly just on a part-time basis to fill in the gaps, really, when they needed an extra body, and either when they were short of a Mr. Monopoly. But shortly after I started, apparently there was some big drama. I don't know the details, but one of the regular Mr. Monopoly's left. So suddenly the gaps that I'm filling are much, much bigger, to the extent that I'm pretty much back there full time now.
Something we kind of predicted would happen, isn't it?
Didn't expect it to happen quite that fast, but
I'm unsurprised. It is, I mean, it is the kind of role that has high turnover, I think so.
It does, yeah. But you know, I'm no spring chicken. I'm coming towards the end of my working life. I'm quite happy to have a job that's local to me, that I just sort of pop out, do a few hours, and then come back.
Yeah,
don't have to travel to the ends of the earth to the 5 o'clock in the morning to do some film shoot or whatever.
That's it. Not be long before you're old enough to get your shingles vaccination, mate.
Blimey, what age is that?
Well, they're just in the process of dropping it to 65. It was 70.
Wow.
You would be old enough. So yeah, 65, aren't you?
So we're talking months.
Yeah. There you go.
Okay.
Got to watch out for that shingles.
Something
mate.
To look forward to. Life just gets better and better, shingles. Doesn't it? Yeah.
Oh, the glory days that we are in.
Yeah, I don't even really know what shingles is. Isn't it related to chicken pox? Which I've had.
I think so. I know my father gets it if he eats certain things.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because I've had most of the things that kids get vaccinated against these days. I mean, I've had measles, I've had mumps, I've had rubella, I've had chicken pox.
Right. Okay.
I got through childhood with my tonsils still intact.
Mm-hmm.
When, all around me at school, everyone was having their tonsils out. And because that used to be a big thing in the 60s. Got a sore throat? All right, we'll have your tonsils out. I think they've since realised that.
Phases.
I think they, that back in the 60s, they didn't really know what tonsils did. They thought it was a redundant organ like your appendix that.
Yeah,
all it can do is give you trouble. So they're just first time trouble. They whip it out. I think they've now realised that they do actually serve some sort of function. So ripping it out is bad.
It's part of your immune system, isn't it?
Yeah,
it kind of filters out bacteria or something. I don't know. We're not medical professionals.
But it was only by chance, and I reckon the odds were probably less than 50-50 of me actually keeping my tonsils.
Yeah. Okay, I'm trying to think of some way of segueing into today's topic. I know. Looking back to the 60s, we don't need to look back that far. God, that was awful. Anyway, today...
cut that bit out.
Today we're talking about crop circles, and this is a sort of catch up, a roundup on the crop circles that appeared last year for our listeners in 2023. Now, you and I had a little bit of an experience going out looking for crop circles at one point, didn't we, during the year?
We managed it once, and we really must do it again. That was a great day out, and maybe make it a multi-day thing, because I was pressed for time. Didn't I have to be back for something? I can't remember.
Yeah, you had a Zoom job to do.
Yeah.
You end up having to get my place because we didn't get back in time.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, definitely do it. I mean, it was an interesting... I can't even remember which crop circles we tried to visit, but we tried to visit a few. Had difficulty getting to them. The drone played up. I've never seen it do that before.
Really? Because, I mean, I saw the crop circle on the drone screen. Because we weren't actually able to physically get to it, remember, and that's when we were running out of time. So, but yeah, it was certainly quite an elaborate crop circle.
Oh, that last The last one we visited, yes.
Yeah. I mean, unless you spoofed me, unless you put some sort of image in and said, look.
No, yeah. Absolutely not. But no, the previous ones, I was trying to fly the crop circle over the to fly the drone over the crop circles, and it kept losing signal, didn't it?
Yeah. How strange.
Yeah. It was very odd. But definitely, yeah, I think 2024 will make a real effort to go out and visit some crop circles. But we're not here to talk about 2024 crop circles. We're here to talk about 2023.
Which we'll possibly use as a guide for our 2024 crop circle hunt.
Well, maybe, because it is interesting to keep a record of kind of how many there have been and things like that. So, for example, in 2023, it was a really poor year for crop circles. So there were only 22 reported.
Across the world? Globally,
that I'm aware of. Now, that's not to say there were only 22 crop circles, because there might be crop circles that just weren't reported.
But there's going to be crop circles that aren't reported every year. So, what would be a more of a normal number? What would you normally expect in terms of numbers?
Well, if I give you the numbers from the previous 10 years. So the year before 2022, that was a terrible year. That was only 16 crop circles. In 2021, there were 27. In 2020, there were 38. And remember, that was the time of the pandemic and lockdowns and things.
Yeah.
In 2019, there were 43. In 2018, there were 37. In 2017, 36. In 2016, there were 53. 65 in 2015. And on top of that, in 2015, there were 6 circle formations found in grass. And in 2014, there were 83 crop circles with 10 additional ones in grass. So the numbers of crop circles have been dropping significantly.
Yeah. So, well, there seems to be a slight little uptick now. But this is slightly better than last year and the year before that. So a small uptick. Do you think that's down maybe to waning interest in crop circles? People's becoming...
It's possible.
There must be people who in the past have reported a crop circle, and then the following year they see another crop circle and they think, well, I'm not going to bother reporting it, you know. It's just something I'm expecting. you think that could be?
It could be an element of that. Of course, a lot of crop circles are reported by the farmers themselves when they discover the circle. And what's been happening year on year is the crops themselves get severely damaged by people visiting the circles. So it might be that farmers are reluctant to report them now because they don't want the crops destroyed by people tramping in and, visiting them.
Yeah, like they've never heard of bloody drones to go look at the crop circle. So, I mean, we've talked about the difference between a genuine crop circle and a fake, and the crucial difference, as far as I'm concerned, is that fake ones actually make the crops unharvestable, whereas the genuine ones don't. So
they're still harvestable, but the crops themselves are broken, so they don't continue growing. That's you're sort of right. Yeah. But to say it's not harvestable is not entirely accurate. They can be harvested, but they have to be harvested quite quickly. They can't be left, otherwise they just rot.
So if you had one of these, some visitors to your farm late at night with a length of rope and a plank of wood who'd wrecked your crops, you'd put in an insurance claim, wouldn't you? And that would be a way of reporting the crop circle. So you've got this crop circle, it's destroyed this amount of crops. Is it actually, would it be worth an insurance claim? Is it, they do that much damage?
Oh yeah. It's, I mean, it's a criminal offence.
It's a criminal offence, but is it doing
criminal damage?
Is it doing a significant amount of damage to the farmer's income, or is it within the kind of margins of just what they would lose anyway to waste in the harvesting process? I'm talking like I don't know what I'm talking about, but
you're absolutely. I think it's an excellent question and something to be aware of. It does vary depending on the size of the crop circle, and obviously crop circles come in widely varying sizes. It's ranging from hundreds of pounds worth of damage to potentially thousands.
So worth an insurance claim.
Oh, absolutely. If your insurance will cover it. The fact that it's... So, obviously, the insurance companies don't recognise any non-human involvement. So, they would just strike it as criminal damage.
Yeah.
And, in fact, I would say the what I call the genuine crop circles, the ones that are not man-made, they continue growing anyway. They're perfectly harvestable.
So... crop circles don't get reported because a farmer's reported crop damage to an insurance company and the insurance company says, oh, we've got a crop circle. And that's how people find out about it. It's a separate reporting.
Absolutely not.
The insurance company, as far as the insurance companies, it's just criminal damage to crops.
Exactly. Plus, if the insurance company made it public, that would be a breach of the Data Protection Act.
Of course, yeah.
So, yeah, it either comes from the farmers or it doesn't. And I can see why. So even the genuine ones, though, where the crops are only bent, they're not broken, people visiting them tend to damage the crops because they don't know how to walk in the fields properly without damaging the crops. And a lot of people do. This isn't everyone visiting crop circle, but so many people come and visit them and they don't. And they'll just walk straight over... straight line from the edge of the field to the crop circle, and they'll damage crop, and that can cause.
Because they haven't been in the Boy Scouts or anything, and they don't know the country code about walking around crops and closing gates and
walking inside the circle itself breaks the crops if it's a genuine one, so that causes damage. Yeah, it's a difficult one, but I can see why a lot of farmers now, if they've got a crop circle. They'll just come and harvest it out and basically cut the entire crop circle out so there's nothing of interest for people to visit.
Right.
So even when it's not...
Well, they'll harvest the crop prematurely.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. They can't use it, but they'll do that just to destroy the crop circle so that people don't come and visit it.
Right.
Yeah. It's a nightmare for farmers. I feel for them. I really do.
Yeah, but farmers how easy is it to feel sympathy? Of course, they're the people who grow our food, so they're crucial. But as a backpacker, I've had encounters with farmers. I mean, a lot of farmers have public rights of way going across their mm-hmm. land, which they yeah. don't like. And farmers have form for either ploughing over public footpaths or mm-hmm. leaving gates open so that there's a bull in the field where walkers are going to go through. Several people have been killed by cows over the last couple of years. Mm. I think there is a particularly aggressive breed, but it is people out walking in the country on footpaths suddenly encounter cows that attack them and kill them. These are large animals. It tramples yeah. you're done for. Never mind, I think, a bull, you know, a cow will kill you.
I think farmers, generally speaking, they're people, so you're going to get some good ones and some not so good ones.
What is it? Something like, is it 94% of the land in this country is in private estates
yes.
that we're not allowed onto? And of course, political power in this country is directly related to land ownership. We're still in the Middle Ages, really. You know, we're still living with the consequences of the Norman conquest of 1066.
We are, but we're getting off topic.
We're getting a bit off topic.
Bring it back round to the specific crop circles of 2023. So the first reported crop circle was on the 28th of May, which is around the time you'd expect to start hearing about them.
When the crops have grown enough to make an impression.
Exactly. Exactly. The last reported one was the 13th of August, which is perhaps a little bit earlier. You'd normally get one a few after then.
Harvest time goes into August. October. Doesn't harvest time go on to October, as I would have said.
Mm. Depending on the crop, depending on what the weather's doing. There are a lot of factors. But August seems to be quite early. I have heard of crop circles being reported in October. Early October, to be fair, but I have heard of that, although that is quite rare. Both of those, first and last, were both in Wiltshire. First one at Broad Hinton in Wiltshire, and the last one at near Devizes, which is a fair sized town. I've got some statistics if you're interested.
Well, I am. I'm sure our listeners are.
So of the 22 reported crop circles this year, one was in France.
Okay.
One was in Italy.
Yeah.
And the other 20 were all in England.
And of that 20, do you know how many particularly were in Wiltshire at Crop Circle Central?
There were 9 in Wiltshire, followed closely by 8 in Hampshire.
Which isn't that far from Wiltshire, really.
It's not.
Not for an American.
It's a rural sort of area, very similar to Wiltshire. But whilst there's always been a few crop circles in the Hampshire area, it seems to be getting more and more common for them to appear there.
Right.
It never in the past, like, you might get maybe 1 in Hampshire to every 10 in Wiltshire. That's not a known statistic. That's my impression.
A trend you've noticed that.
So definitely they're becoming more and more common in Hampshire. There was one in Gloucestershire, which again is right, that borders with Wiltshire. One in Oxfordshire. Again, that's another border to Wiltshire.
Yeah.
And one in Worcestershire, which is more Midlands area, so that's further up the country.
Even so, not that far out, really. It's still...
No. Well, a lot of the rural areas of the country are, of course, up north, around Lincolnshire, that sort of area. You never hear of crop circles happening around there. And I don't know why. I say never. I'm sure if I was to look back at the historical records... There might be some, but it's,
Yeah.
anomalous for them to appear up there. Unless they're just not being revolted.
Are the same crops grown up in those northern rural areas?
Yes, cereal
crops, or is it more arable? Or
wheat, barley, and rapeseed. They're the three sort of primary ones. And so in a field, there's a thing called crop rotation. So in order to get the nutrients back into the soil, if you keep planting the same crop year after year after year, you kill the soil, you kill all the nutrients, all the healthy bacteria in the soil, and basically you destroy the land. You can't grow anything there after a while. So it's really important to rotate crops, and that's what farmers do. They'll rotate. You know, one year it's wheat, one year it's barley, one year it's rapeseed, and so on. And that keeps it all nice and healthy.
Yeah. And do they have to fields have to lie fallow for a year, every 4 years or something?
Does
that mean where they don't grow anything?
I think that is a thing. I think that rings a bell. I'm not a farmer myself, but
I'm just remembering this from
sounds right.
I'm remembering it from history classes at school, where the farmer would divide their land into four fields and rotate the crops. I don't know if they were changing the crops they were growing, but certainly every fourth year a field would have to one quarter would lie fallow and it would rotate around. But
yeah. The house I grew up in was called Fallow's End. There you go.
Okay.
It was built on an old. In fact, it was a place called Cowhouse Lane. Yeah. There we go. Because it was all fields. Anyway, that's off the topic. In terms of designs this year, nothing really outstanding this year. There were a couple, one in Wiltshire and the one in Worcestershire, very reminiscent of the sort of crop circles you were getting back in the 90s.
Retro. We're going retro this year.
Very retro. What you call the key design, or a lot of people have called the key design. So you get circles with stems coming off them and then sideways stems coming off those.
Yeah.
So very much like if you're familiar with the movie Signs, that sort of generic style. Those were far more common in the 90s. There were two of those, mostly circular patterns or designs based on circles. Some very, very simple crop circles as well this year, like, you know, a simple circle with a line orbiting it. Which goes back to kind of the 60s. That's how a lot of crop circles, what the designs were like back in the 60s. But yeah, nothing outstanding this year, which is
any obvious fakes? Well, what you would call fakes, do people still do this? I mean,
Absolutely. Man-made. Well, I mean, I try to avoid using the word fake. I'll use the word genuine and man-made.
Obviously, those are your terms, and people dispute them.
Yes.
But there are what you would say? No, I can see this.
All man-made. There are people who claim that there are none that are man-made. I believe some are man-made. So in order to determine if it's man-made or not, you really have to visit the circle. There are some rare cases where it's very obvious just looking at a photograph. You know, it's got incredibly rough edges and, you know, it's small and a poor circle. But there was nothing. So other than our day out trying to find some crop circles ourselves, I actually didn't get out to visit any this year. So I honestly can't say. There are
no dates in diaries for next year, though.
Absolutely. But I'd say maybe a third of them, I would say, are suspect man-made. Just looking at photos, but
so we're down to about 14, 15, maybe of interest,
possibly even less, because some man-made ones are really good quality and complex designs, and you just there's no way you can know from the photos. It's only when you get out to the circle that it becomes obvious
that you look at it and think, "Wait a minute, that's not right."
Yeah. So, really, really hard to gauge about the man-made one. But, yeah, if I had to guess, I'd say maybe a third of them are suspect.
Right.
Yeah, maybe 100% of them. It's an interesting one.
And unlike a lot of crop circle enthusiasts, because the Are there a lot of crop circle enthusiasts, or is it?
There is a rather large community that is incredibly divided right down the centre between those who say every single one is man-made and those who say, no, it's the Arcturians who are communicating with us.
But there's also another division in that, have I understood you right, that you don't think they are the they're caused by extraterrestrials?
I'm quite unique in that, I don't put forward any theories as to what has made them. There are some that I have yet to be shown can be replicated by humans. So they're the ones I consider to be not man-made. All I can say is there's clearly some intelligence behind it. What that intelligence is, I don't want to speculate.
So we're on this issue, we're pretty much on the same page. There's some crop circles who say, well, yeah, we can see that was just matey with his plank and length of rope.
Yeah.
And there will be others where we say, well, actually, can't see how it was done. I mean, maybe it's, I'm thinking of as an analogy of a magic trick. There'll be magic tricks think, oh yeah, I know how to do that. That's how he did it. They did it like this. But there'll be other magic tricks who say, well, I know it's not magic, but I can't see how it was done.
Yes. And if you can come up with a way of doing a magic trick that affects the magnetic radiation within a specific that affects actual radiation within a specific area,
maybe interferes with drones that are sent to fly over and look at it.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's one of the. I've been hearing quite recently about drones being affected in anomalous areas where they get a lot of UFO activity.
Just drones or piloted aircraft as well?
I've not heard any. Oh no, I've heard about some with piloted aircraft, but mostly drones or GPS mapping technologies, LIDAR, ground penetrating radar, that sort of thing.
Interesting.
It's interesting. There's a lot to it. And like you said, maybe we should get some dates in the diary and then go and visit.
But I can also imagine that if you're in an aircraft that's flying fairly fast and you fly over a crop circle, which interrupts, say, your communications with the control tower, it's quite likely you wouldn't notice it because, for one, you might not actually be communicating at that moment, or for two, you would give your call sign and then you give it again and... Yeah, they might not pick up the first one because it's been interrupted, but by the time you repeat yourself, communications have been restored.
Yes. However, to be fair, so in Wiltshire in particular, around crop circles, you get a lot of small aircraft and helicopters as well. I've not heard tell of them having difficulties.
No, but I mean, they would still be going quite fast, wouldn't they? Compared to, say, your drone, they'll be going at, what, 100, 120 kilometres per hour? maybe.
They do, but helicopters might be hovering, and certainly helicopters will hover so that people can take photographs of crop circles and things like that. So,
yeah. Okay. Do people do that? Do people rent helicopters to go up and...
Oh, yeah. Oh, there's a whole industry. Yeah.
That must be really expensive.
Maybe it's something we can look at for later in the year.
Yeah. Because, I mean, one of the things that's made movies a lot cheaper to make, if you want to have these aerial shots and fly in, you know, from above onto a scene, yeah, you do that with a drone now at a fraction of the cost of a helicopter.
Yes.
And also people don't get their hats blown off and their costumes cast in disarray because a massive helicopter's come down.
That's it. But now, like you said, I think you and I were pretty much on the same page, in that, I'm not going to put forward. There have been a lot of orbs seen around the vicinity of areas where crop circles have appeared, and I think that's led a lot of people. The fact that there's an intelligent design have led a lot of people to believe that it's extraterrestrial communication of some description.
Mm.
I'd want to see better evidence.
There's no evidence.
Before I jump on a, it's this.
Before you rent a helicopter to overfluff it.
So there we go. But you know what? I'd love to hear what our viewers and listeners think in terms of theories as to what causes crop circles. So it can let us know via the usual means, of course. You can email us, aliensexplored@gmail.com. You can put a comment below our YouTube video. You can find us on Facebook, on Twitter, or X, or whatever it's called these days.
I think it's called X, formerly known as Twitter.
Okay.
Artist formerly known as Prince. It's now X, formerly known as Twitter. That's what it's called.
I think you can still call it Twitter. People know what you mean.
Probably more likely than if you just call it X.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why people say it, X, formerly known as Twitter.
Send a message to my ex. Yeah, doesn't have quite the same. But yes, by searching Aliens Explored under all those methods, you can find us and let us know what you think about crop circles. Join us next time, though, when we're going back in time to 1966 and a schoolyard where a UFO was allegedly seen by a teacher and a whole load of students in Westall.
In Australia. Right. Sorry, mate, yeah.
So don't miss that one. In the meantime, keep watching those crop circles. Keep watching whatever it is that's causing it.
Don't bother looking until around about May time, you know. But
have a look at the photos of crop circles. I think, you know, they're fascinating to look at, and people try and decipher them, which is fascinating. Mm. But above all else, keep watching this. Take care for now.
Catch you next time. Bye bye.
Aliens Explored is a Feagle Films production in association with Juicy Falls. Music by Darren Mafucci and editing by Stu Jackson. Find us on Twitter and Facebook by searching Aliens Explored or visit aliensexplored.com.